We're on Yudzayin on the days the top. Rav Huna Rami. Rav Huna brought a contradiction between psukim. Ksiv tzadik Hashem b'chol drachov, uksiv v'chosid b'chol ma'asav. Hashem is a tzadik, that means fairness. And chosid means lifting mishuras adin. B'tchil a tzadik. The Rav Huna starts off tzadik. V'sov chosid. And he ends when he sees that the world can't exist. B'tzedek, din. So then he goes lifting mishuras adin. Rashi, tzadik b'mishvar emes. Chosid, nichnas lifting mishuras adin, min ashura. V'sov k'shiro she'in ha'olam miskayim b'din. So then the Rabbanu Shalom adds rachamim and chesed. Rabbi Lezer Rami, k'siv v'lecho Hashem chesed, u'k'siv ki atot t'shalem le'ish k'maseyu. Right, Rabbi Lezer brought a similar contradiction. It says the Rabbanu Shalom is chesed, and it says in the end, and you pay everybody k'maseyu exactly what they do. B'tchila ki atot t'shalem k'maseyu. In the beginning, the Rabbanu Shalom pays k'maseyim. U'levesof l'cho Hashem chesed. Even though the order of the pasuk is the opposite, Tosa says, right, but he says nicely the same thing. Right, l'cho Hashem chesed. When is that? When you see that the olam won't be mekayim if you mishalem le'ish k'maseyu. Okay, so that's what it says in the Medrash, that originally the Rabbanu Shalom created the world b'midas hadin, and he added rachamim. But the world exists on both dimensions. It starts off b'din. If you can stay like that, that's fine. That's the best. And if not, then you get the rachamim. Okay. Ilfi v'amri lo ilfa rami. K'siv v'rav chesed u'k'siv v'emes. B'tchila v'emes u'levesov v'rav chesed. Even though here again it says emes first and then rav chesed. Rav chesed v'emes, right? It's the opposite order. Right? But still, the idea is the emes always is supported, right? Sometimes the emes comes without any chesed, and sometimes the emes comes through chesed. Like the Mesillas Yesharim says that rachamim is not a stira to din; it just mitigates the din. Right? To give an example, if somebody the din says that somebody needs to be stoned with a boulder. So the rachamim is that the boulder is pulverized and then it's thrown on the person. So the din is done. He gets stoned with that boulder, but the boulder has been pulverized and what's mekuyim now is done by rachamim. Okay, Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. Vayavar Hashem al pano vayikra. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, il mole mikra kosu v'yef shel amr. If the pasuk wouldn't say it, we wouldn't be able to say such a thing on our own. Malamed shenisatif HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'shishliach tzibur. The Rabbanu Shalom wrapped himself in a talis like a shliach tzibur. The herel l'moshe seder tefillah. He showed him the way of saying the yud gimel milo shel rachamim. Amr lo kozman shisrael chotim yasu l'fonai k'seder hazev ani moche lohem. Whenever Klai Yisrael do chatoyim, they should do this order. And I'll be mochel them. Rashi? Rashi. Okay, so there's a few different ways of learning this. This is much too much to go into in Omid Yomi. But just a few he'oris as we go through. That idea that nesatif HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'shliach tzibur, what does that mean? The Rabbanu Shalom is not a body who can be nesatif k'shliach tzibur. The simplest idea is that the Rabbanu Shalom showed Moshe Rabbeinu this in a prophetic vision, where a symbol of him was a man in a talis, just like the Rabbanu Shalom shows the Navi symbols of chochma, a menorah, or tzoris, a pot boiling over. These are all symbolic things that the Navi sees in his nevuah. So he sees symbols of the Rabbanu Shalom. The symbol is a person, and here wrapped in a talis. Others say that what the Rabbanu Shalom did, he sent a malach, and the malach wrapped himself in a talis, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu saw. And he showed him Seder Tefillah, in other words, the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. And he said, whenever Klai Yisrael do Chatoim, if they'll do this order, I'll be mochel them. And later on it says, Bris Krusa. It's a Bris. Bris means it's unconditional. Some say that just by saying it, you create an Eis Ratzon, and there's Mechila. Others say that you have to do it. You have to do something. Right? You have to emulate these midos, and then there's a breach, not just saying it. Others say that it's somewhere in between. You have to say it and do something, at least, what's it called, when you say it, not to bother the guy next to you, so you mekayim something of these midos harachamim. Others say that you have to makabel on yourself. You don't have to do anything. There's makabel to do in the future. But these yud gimel midos in some way are a bris krusa that they don't go back empty-handed, and they're a tefillah that is definitely answered at least partially. So what is it? Hashem, Hashem. Hanihu kodim shiechta ha'adam, v'hanihu la'achar shiechta. Why do you say Hashem, Hashem twice? So some Rishonim learn these are two separate midos. They're both midos harachamim. The first one is the rachamim before you sin, and the second is the rachamim after you sin and you do tshuva. That the Rabban Shem has the same exact rachamim before the chait and after the chait. Rosh says, what do you need rachamim before the chait? So he says either that the Rabban Shem knows you're going to sin, still he has rachamim on you, or that it's talking about Avodah Zarah, where the Rabban Shem punishes for the machshava, but he doesn't punish for the machshava until you actually do the ma'isa, then retroactively punishes you for the machshava also. But if you haven't done the ma'isa yet, he has rachamim on you, even if you had a machsheves avodah zorah. The Maral says that everybody needs rachamim. The world doesn't exist except with rachamim. Nobody deserves being here. The whole idea that a person exists is only rachmi Hashem. So even before you sin, there's an idea of rachamim. Others say that the rachamim is there to help you not to sin. And the Kotzker says somebody who thinks he hasn't sinned, he needs the most rachamim shaykh. So rachamim for the chay. Somebody thinks he hasn't sinned, the rachamim isn't rachamim, he shouldn't get carried away with himself. Okay. Others say that these two are not midos at all. They're shem Hashem. So some say the first, Tosis brings down, the first Hashem is not part of the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. But it says, Vayavar Hashem Alpana, Vayikro Hashem, Hashem called out, Hashem Keil Rachum V'chanum. The first Midah is the first Hashem. Other Rishonim learn that the first two Hashems are not Midos. They're Shem Hashem. How can you be like the Rabbanu Shalom? They're not Midah of Hashem. They're names of the Rabbanu Shalom. And there are Medrashim that seem to say you can be Mamish like the Rabbanu Shalom too. We can emulate not only the Midos of Hashem, but the Shemos of Hashem. So there are all different ways of calculating the 13 midos. If you count the first two shemos, then usually you count Erech HaPayim as one midah, and perhaps you don't count Poketa Avon Avos Albonim, because that may be not a midah Sarachamim. Those that don't count the first two Hashems count Erech HaPayim as two midos, and count Poketa Avon Avos Albonim. There's even a sheet of the Sefer Chasidim that none of the three Shemos, Hashem, Hashem, Keil, none of them are counted. And Erech HaPayim is one Midah, not two. And the Midos are bimushlam with what it says in the Pasuk after, V'solachto lavoneinu l'chatoseinu unechaltonu. That's part of the Yud Gimel Midos. So that's the reason why when we say Slichos and we say the Yud Gimel Midos, we add those psukim in that pasuk also, because according to the Sefer Hasidim, that's part of the Yud Gimel Midos Shorachamim. Keil Rachum V'chanun, Omrav Yehuda, Bris Krusel Yud Gimel Midos, She'inam Chozos Reka. Like we said before, there's a Bris. Bris means unconditional, that Einam Chozos Reka. They don't go back empty, meaning there's some effect. Doesn't have to have a complete effect, but there's some effect. Shenemar, hinei anochi, and again, some say that's only if you do them. You emulate them, you fulfill them, not just to say them. Shenemar, hinei anochi koreis bris. Om Rav Yochanan, gedola tshuva shemekara, oh, let's see Rashi here. Hashem, Hashem, midas rachamim. Ani merachim kodim shiechta, v'ani merachim achar shiechta im yoshuv. Bris krusel sholosh shetrei midos, halolu, shim yashkirum Yisrael betvilas tanisam. Rashi says that the bris is if we mention them when we daven on a tainus. Einam chosus reikam. When do we say them in our davening on a tainus? In Kriyas HaTorah. It's one of the reasons that we read Vayichal to be able to mention the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, and we don't just read them, but the Tzibur says them as a tefillah. So on a tainus, we say the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. Hine, but that's not the Iker. Slichas is not a halacha to say slichas. Hine anochi koreis bris al ha'omer lemaila. The bris is on what was mentioned before, which is the Yergimel Midas Shorachim. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, gedola tshuva shemakaraz gzardino shel adam. Yochanan said that tshuva is great, that it tears up the gzardin of a person. Shenemar hashmein leiv ha'om azeh va'oznav hachmeid ve'ein of hosha, penyira ve'ein of va'oznav yishma ulevavo yavin v'shav v'rafalo. If they will turn around and, what's it called, do tshuva, then v'rafalo, then they'll be healed. And healing means a total healing, the gzardin is torn up. If they do tshuva. Omer le'rav papa l'abaye v'dim lefnei gzardin. Maybe the tshuva only helps before there's a gzardin. Once there's a gzardin, you can't take away a gzardin, even with tshuva. Omer leva rafal lo ksiv. Ezu dover shetzorach refuah have the omer's a gzardin. Rafal means you'll be healed. Healed means you were sick. That means there already was a gzardin, and the gzardin goes away. Rashi. No Rashi. Okay, later. Meisvei. Hashav ben asaya mochrim lo. Right, mashma that if you do tshuva before the gzardin is put in on Yom Kippur, then you're nimcho. Right, mashma what's called lo shabein asayim. If you didn't do tshuva in between, afilu hevi kol eli nevoyo sheba olam ein mochel lo. You can bring all the karbanos in the world, you'll never be nimcho, because karbanos without tshuva is zevach rishoyim. Seemingly, tefila also without tshuva is a zevach rishoyim. Because tefila is like korbanos. Lo kasha. Habi yochid, habi tzibur. It depends. By a yochid, ein ochinami. If the gzardin is already given in, then they're not mekareya gzardino. Then even with tshuva. Doesn't tear it up, it helps. But it doesn't tear up the gzardin. By a tzibur, the gzardin can be torn up even after the gzardin if you do tshuva. Meisvei, einei Hashem alokecha bo, itim letova, itim lera. Itim Latova Ketzad says that what's it called, the Rabban Shalom is constantly looking at Eretz Yisrael. So sometimes that's for the good and sometimes bad. Sometimes it's good, Ketzad, Hare Shaho Yisrael, Rishoyim Gemurim Barash Hashanah. Upasku Lohem Gishomim Muatim. Yisrael were Rishoyim Gemurim Barash Hashanah, and the Rabban Shalom gave a Gzardin, there's not going to be any rain that year. Very little rain. Lesof Chazru Bohen, and then they did Tshuva, after the Gzardin. Lahosif Aleyan Yafshir Shikvar Nigzu Gzerah. The Rav Hashem can't change the Gzardin. He doesn't do that. So he's not going to make a new Gzardin. There's going to be a lot of rain. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moridam Bizmanam Al HaOretz HaTzricha Lohen. Right? HaKol Lefi HaOretz. And the Rav Hashem takes that small amount of rain and distributes it in a very effective way. He makes it rain specifically on the places that need it. So he didn't change the Gzardin. He just channeled the Gzardin in a positive way. Itim l'ra, sometimes the fact that the Rabban Shalom is constantly looking over Eretz Yisrael is a bad thing. Ketzer, Harisha Yisrael tzadikim gemurim b'Rosh Hashanah. Upasko alein gesham rubin. The gzardin on Rosh Hashanah was that they should have a lot of rain. V'sov chaz rubahen, and then they after the gzardin, they went back and started doing averis again. V'lifchos me'am yefsha, shekvar nigzer gzera. Rosh Hashanah can't now take away the gzardin. The gzardin remains. There's going to be a lot of rain. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Morid and Shalom Bismanam Al HaOretz Sheinu Tzrich Lehem. Right? So you see the what's it called, that the Rabban Shalom will not take away the Gzardin. He'll just channel it in a way that will be negative. He'll put it in places that don't need it. So what do you see? L'tova Mia L'kari L'Gzardinayu V'lo Siflu L'chora. Why don't we say that if people did tshuva, the Gzardin could be torn up? And what's it called? And a new gzardin could be made. You see, it doesn't happen. It's just that the old gzardin is channeled for the good. Mara says, Shani Hosam Defsha Bahochi. The Rabban Shalom only tears up the gzardin if it's necessary. But if he can bring the good without tearing up the gzardin and be Mekayim the gzardin, he does it like that. Rashi. Bein Asayim, Bein Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, before the gzardin is given. If a person does tshuva, then it helps. And afterwards, doesn't help. Itim l'tova, pamim sheha itim hanesunim l'sof hashanah l'tova. Sometimes the fact that the Rabban Shalom is constantly watching Eretz Yisrael is for the good. L'hokil ala min apuranios, anigzor ala b'rosh hashanah. that it can mitigate the perennials that were decreed on Rosh Hashanah. Upanim shilorah lifchos min hatova shepaskula. And sometimes it's the opposite. It takes away from the good that was nigzar on Rosh Hashanah. Al ha'aretz yitzrichalem al ha'sodos v'akrom v'aginos. Right, where's the rain good for, effective, on fields and vineyards and gardens? Shalom b'zmanim lefnei hazriah. And if the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to channel the gzar din for bad, then he makes it to rain before you plant, right? Ve'al ha'aretz she'eino tzricha lahem b'yaros v'midbaros. The rain goes into deserts and forests. Okay. Toshma. We're still going whether a gzar din can be totally ripped up or not. Yordei hayam, we said that by a tzibur it can, by a yochid it's not. Toshma, yordei hayam ba'anios, osei malocha b'mayim rabim, heimaro maisi Hashem, vayomer vayam od ruach sa'ora utaromim galav yachogu v'yonu kishikor, vayitzaku l'Hashem batzar lohem, yodu l'Hashem chazdo. Okay, so it says that this whole capital in Tehillim speaks about sailors that see Maisei Hashem, and they're in danger, and they cry out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he saves them. Asei lohem simonios ka'achim v'rakim shebetorah. In this parsha, in some versions of Tehillim, there are simonios, like we have in the Torah in Baloscha, upside down, backwards nuns. And they serve the same purpose of the word ach and rak, which are memayit. These simonios also are memayit something. Lomar lecha, so'aku kodim gzar din nenim. If they cried out before the gzar din was made, then they're answered. So'aku l'achar gzar din nenim. But if they cry out after the gzar din, they're not answered. Right? L'chora here is a tzibur, and it doesn't help. Or it says, honi nami ki yechidim damu. These are also considered like yechidim. They're not davening as a tzibur. There's a lot of people on the boat, but each one is davening for himself. They never were mitzarif to a tzibur, so they have a din of a yechidim. Rashi, simonios, bein posik leposik, yeis simonim hafuchim kazeh, upside down nuns, like brackets. Achin verakim, boin lidrosha lemayit es adibur. Just like the word ach and rak minimize what's being said, it's a mute, so too, these simonim are a mute. Ka achin verakim, she mutim. Lomer lo bechol shoy, she yitzakul Hashem basar lahem yotzien. Not always when they cry out are they going to be answered. Mimitsuko seyem, from their tzaras. Elim kein tzaku kodim gzardin. Only if they cried out before the gzardin. Okay. Right. Toshma. Shola bluria hagioris is from Gamliel. Bluria hagioris is from Gamliel, the following question. Ksiba toraschem asher lo yisa ponim. It says the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't favor anybody. He deals fairly with everybody. Uksiv, Yisa Hashem ponav eilecha, that the Ribbono Shel Olam will show you favor. Nitpal lo Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Omer lo em shalecha mashal. I'll give you a mashal. The ma'ad over doma. Lo avim shenoshe b'chavei romana, v'kova lo zman b'fnei ha-melech, v'nishpal lo b'chai ha-melech. A person owes somebody money, and he made him a time to pay, and the person swore in the life of the king that he would pay on time. He gives man velo pro. And he, what's it called, the time came, and he didn't pay up the debt. Bol afayis es ha-melech. He came to be mafayis the melech because he swore in his life that he'd pay on time. Omer lo, el boni mochulach. The fact that you insulted me and swore on my life and you didn't pay back, I'm mochul. Lech upayis es chaverchum. The fact you didn't pay back your friend, I can't be mochul for that. You go and appease him and get him to be mochel you for not paying, for your not paying. Hochanami, kan ba'aveira shebein or lemakom, yis upon him, the Ribbono Shel Olam will forgive you for aveiras between you and him. But kan ba'aveira shebein or lechaveiro, right, but ba'aveira shebein or lechaveiro, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, first get mechila from the other person, I can't be mochel you for what you did against him. So some learn that the Ribbono Shel Olam is not mochel even his part, unless the other person is Matthias. So even the Bein Odom L'Makom part of every Bein Odom L'Chaveiro is not Nimchol until the other person is Mochel. And others learn that it's only the Bein Odom L'Chaveiro part that Ribbono Shel Olam is not Mochel. But between him and you that he's mochel even before you're mafayis the other person. And we'll see by Yom Kippur, it could be that if you don't get mechila between Adam l'chaveiro, then even the things that are totally bein Adam l'makom, you don't get mechila for. Because Yom Kippur, it's a package deal. Either it's all or nothing. And if you don't get, if you don't not mafayis your friend, so you don't get mechila from him, and then the Rabban Shem is not mochel you for his part of the Avera, then you don't get mechila for even the Averas where there's no bein Adam l'chaveiro. But that we'll get to, what's it called, later. Okay.